your to-do list keeps growing, even after a full day of work. What if time boxing could fix it? You start your day with a long list of tasks. You stay busy, keep working, and still end the day wondering where all your time went. Some tasks take longer than expected, others never get started, and the list just keeps growing. That's not because you're not trying hard enough. It's because your time has no clear limits. Time boxing changes that. Instead of letting tasks stretch endlessly, you give each one a fixed amount of time. It's a simple idea, but it can completely change how much you get done in a day. By the end of this article, you'll know exactly how to use time boxing to stay focused, finish more tasks, and feel more in control of your time. What is time boxing? Time boxing is a time management method where you assign a fixed amount of time to a task before you start and commit to stopping when that time ends. Instead of working on something until it feels finished, you decide in advance how long it deserves. For example, rather than saying, "I'll work on this later," you set a clear boundary like, "I'll work on this from 2 p.m. to 3:00 p.m. That fixed window is your time box. The key idea behind time boxing is simple: time is limited, so your work must fit within it. Fixed time limits. Every task gets a clear start and end time before you begin. Focus on time, not perfection. You stop when the time ends, even if the task isn't fully complete. Single tasking. Each time box is dedicated to one task, reducing distractions. Planned work schedule. Your day is structured in advance, so you don't waste time deciding what to do next. Iteration over completion. If a task isn't finished, you assign another time box instead of extending the current one. Simple example. Instead of spending hours trying to perfect an email, you give yourself 30 minutes. When time is up, you stop and move on. If needed, you come back to it later with a fresh time box. Time boxing vs. time blocking vs. to-do lists. It's easy to mix these three methods up, but they serve very different purposes. Understanding how they differ will help you choose the right system for managing your time more effectively. At a basic level, all three help you stay organized. But the way they handle time, structure, and execution is what sets them apart. Key differences at a glance. Method. What it does. Time structure. Flexibility. Main focus. Limitation. To-do list. Lists tasks to complete. No time assigned. Very flexible. Tracking tasks. No control over time or priorities. Time blocking. Schedules parts of your day. Broad time slots. Moderately flexible. Planning your day. Tasks can expand within blocks. Time boxing. Assigns fixed time to each task. Strict start and end. Less flexible. Completing tasks efficiently. Requires discipline to follow limits. Why time boxing works? There's a reason time boxing works so well. It matches how your brain naturally responds to time, focus, and pressure. Instead of relying on motivation, it creates a structure that pushes you to take action. Parkinson's law in action. Work expands to fill the time available. You've probably noticed this yourself. A task that should take 30 minutes somehow takes 3 hours when there's no clear limit. Time boxing fixes this by setting boundaries up front. When you only have a set amount of time, you naturally cut out unnecessary steps and focus on what actually matters. Less decision fatigue. Every time you stop and think, "What should I do next?" you use mental energy. It might seem small, but these decisions add up throughout the day and slow you down. With time boxing, your plan is already set. You move from one task to the next without stopping to decide, which keeps your momentum going. Built-in urgency. Without a time limit, it's easy to get distracted. But when a timer is running, your attention sharpens. You become more aware of how you're using each minute. Time boxing creates just enough pressure to keep you focused without feeling overwhelmed. Better task completion. Big tasks often feel overwhelming, which makes them easy to avoid. Time boxing breaks them into smaller, manageable chunks. Instead of trying to finish everything at once, you just focus on one time box at a time. That small win creates momentum, making it easier to keep going. Benefits of time boxing. Using time boxing consistently doesn't just make you more organized, it changes how you approach work and how your day feels overall. Here's what you'll start to notice. You get more done in less time. When each task has a clear time limit, you naturally focus on what matters most. You stop overthinking and cut out unnecessary steps, which helps you complete tasks faster without sacrificing quality. You develop a better sense of time. Most people underestimate how long tasks take. With time boxing, you regularly compare your estimates with reality. Over time, this improves your planning and helps you create more realistic schedules. You procrastinate less and start more easily. Big tasks often feel overwhelming, which is why they get delayed. Time boxing makes starting easier because you're only committing to a short, fixed period rather than the entire task. Your workday becomes more structured and predictable. Instead of jumping between tasks randomly, your day follows a clear plan. This structure reduces stress and makes it easier to stay on track, even when things get busy. You avoid getting stuck on small details. Without limits, it's easy to spend too much time trying to perfect things. Time boxing forces you to move forward, helping you focus on progress instead of perfection. Step-by-step guide to using time boxing. Step 1, list all your tasks. Start by writing everything down. Big projects, small errands, quick replies, everything goes on the list. This clears mental clutter and prepares you for effective time box management. Step 2, estimate time for each task. Assign rough time estimates. Don't aim for perfection here. You'll improve over time. Even a simple guess is enough to start practicing time boxing. Step 3, schedule your time boxes. Place each task into your calendar. Now your plan becomes real. This is where the time boxing technique turns ideas into action. Example. 9 to 9:30, emails. 9:30 to 11 o'clock, deep work. 11 to 11:15, break. Keep some gaps between tasks. Flexibility makes your system sustainable. Step 4, use a timer. When a time box begins, start a timer. This small step is what makes time boxing effective. It creates awareness and urgency. Step 5, stop when time ends. This is where most people struggle. When the timer ends, stop working. Even if the task isn't finished. This discipline is what makes time boxing work long term. Step 6, review and improve. At the end of the day, review your time boxes. Were your estimates accurate? Did anything take longer than expected? This feedback loop is essential for improving your time boxing method. How to master time boxing with EMP monitor. Time boxing becomes much more effective when you can clearly see how your time is actually spent. That's where EMP monitor helps you move from basic planning to real mastery. Instead of guessing, you get real insights that help you improve your time boxing system every day. How EMP monitor enhances your time boxing. Accurate time tracking. Track exactly how much time you spend on each task, so your time boxes become more realistic and precise. Activity monitoring. Understand how your time is distributed across different tasks and tools, helping you stay aligned with your planned schedule. Productivity insights. Identify high focus vs low focus periods and adjust your time boxes to match your peak productivity hours. Distraction detection. Spot where time is being lost, whether it's unnecessary browsing or task switching, and fix those gaps. Performance reports. Use detailed reports to review your day and refine your time boxing strategy over time. How long should a time box be? The ideal length depends on the task. Deep work, 60 to 90 minutes. Light tasks, 15 to 30 minutes. If you're new to time boxing, shorter sessions can help you build the habit. Adjust based on your experience. Over time, your time boxing approach will become more refined. Conclusion. Time boxing is not about doing more work, it's about using your time with intention. When every task has a clear limit, your day stops feeling scattered. You focus better, make faster decisions, and actually see progress instead of just staying busy. The best part is that you don't need a perfect system to start. Even a few time boxes in your day can make a noticeable difference. Over time, as you refine your approach and understand how your time is spent, time boxing becomes more than just a technique. It becomes a habit that helps you stay consistent, focused, and in control. Start small. Pick a few tasks, assign them a fixed time, and follow through. That's where real productivity begins. FAQs. Can time boxing work for long-term projects? Yes, time boxing works well for long-term projects by breaking them into smaller, manageable sessions. Instead of trying to complete everything at once, you make steady progress through multiple time boxes over days or weeks. Is time boxing suitable for team environments? Time boxing can be highly effective for teams, especially when used for meetings, sprints, or focused work sessions. It helps keep everyone aligned, reduces wasted time, and ensures tasks stay within defined limits. What should you do if interruptions break your time box? If interruptions occur, pause your timer and resume later, or schedule a new time box. The goal is to maintain structure without forcing unrealistic conditions. Can time boxing help reduce burnout? Yes, time boxing helps prevent burnout by setting clear boundaries for work. It encourages breaks, limits overworking on a single task, and creates a more balanced workflow. Do you need digital tools to use time boxing effectively? No, you can use time boxing with simple tools like a notebook and a timer. However, digital tools can make tracking, planning, and improving your time boxing system easier over time.